This is Sound and Vision from KEXP. Listeners have voted for their favorite albums of 2023, and you can check that list out now at kexp.org. Meanwhile, KEXP's editorial team has been weighing in on their favorite albums of the year. Here's Martin Douglas talking about his favorite rap album of 2023. It's Maps by Billy Woods.
Snow fell on Boise while I had the TV on mute. I had flown there in March for the Treefort Music Festival, an advance of Billy Woods' hotly anticipated umpteenth album, titled Maps, played in the background while I watched the flurries from a third-story hotel window.
On those drinks? It's 2-1-1 on the daiquiris. It ruins the whole day when my baby mother mad at me.
Maps is a catalog of observations from Woods, one of rap's great writers. The album was produced in full by Kenny Siegel. Words by Woods, music by Siegel. Just like their excellent 2019 collaborative album, Hiding Places.
Marsh through the orchestra pit, the rip CDR skip. You hope the CDS don't stick, bent over dope sick.
But while Hiding Places was insular, even claustrophobic in parts, Maps feels wide open. The album's production is marked by chiming guitars, pensive piano lines, shuffling upright bass, and mournful brass instruments. In his verses, Woods notes flights to Utrecht and balks of cannabis at prices that could make the 2 Chainz hosted series most expensivest.
Whole entourage on the couch buried in their phones. He said it's 6 G's an ounce. I played it off.
A great thing about Woods is that he sounds just as good over boom bap beats as he does hard rock, jazz, harsh electronic tones, clattering drums, and vibraphone loops. As black bohemia has become more palatable to white people in recent years, it has also become more cliché. Woods represents such a subculture in an authentic way. It's fully individual to himself, his childhood in Zimbabwe and Washington, D.C., and his even more nomadic adulthood. Elsewhere on Maps, Woods FaceTimes his mom and relishes in those quiet moments when nobody knows he's home from tour. He skips soundcheck and forgets his lyrics on stage. He finds himself bored at after parties and much more deeply interested in how places look when he is approaching 10,000 feet on an airplane. Woods' writing in general is a practice of taking in the world as it comes. Maps specifically highlights the style because much of its scenes are in transit.
Don't let me catch you unsupervised. Pushing every button, just remember it's no rewind. Mind you, never met a nicer group of guys than mine. Even when it got mean, the bud was kind. Indoors when y'all was outside. Johannesburg and the Ford Explorer, just remember it's the 4th of July.
When Woods and Siegel came to KEXP for an in-studio session in May, I jumped out of the control room after their performance to chat with Woods a bit. We didn't really talk about much of anything, just a quick chat. I might have mentioned that I've been listening to Maps in my travels, but I don't exactly remember. At that moment, he was on the road, touring behind his great new album, and I was at home. After our brief conversation, I swung the big loading door open so I could trek through the Seattle Center campus and drive up Highway 99 back home. I played NYC Tap Water on repeat the whole way home. It reminds me of that feeling of returning to this deeply familiar place after being away. How things change while you're gone. How people aren't always how you left them when you come back. One couplet jumped out at me on my way back home that day. I miss this place till I'm back. Long face to match.
I miss this place till I'm back. Long face to match.
Ah, Seattle. The city of frigid interactions, where many people go out of their way to avoid eye contact and talking to their neighbors. There's no place like home. I've had the good fortune of being able to travel quite a bit over the past couple of years. I've never been on tour, but I've gotten to travel for work once or twice. Usually that involved driving my Jeep down to the Oregon coast or taking the long way around the Olympic Peninsula. My plane rides have mostly been of a personal nature, and there's a personal connection I feel with Maps. Sure, travel is the centerpiece of the album, but it's also how an artist reconciles his personal life with the advancement of his career. Maps is about the life being lived in between personal responsibility and artistic achievement. I feel that to a degree. When Woods ignites a chorus about the gaffe of flubbing a lyric, I think about losing my train of thought in front of the audience at a book event.
Every victory, ferric. Every live show, forget the lyric.
When Woods references In-N-Out cheeseburgers, I reminisce on wolfing down a four-piece fried chicken meal at the Cracker Barrel in Lakeland, Tennessee.
Waited the appropriate amount of time to bounce. The burgers was in and out. Sheep heard a prophecy spilling out my mouth.
When Woods references Anthony Bourdain on The Layover, I remember watching No Reservations on a flight home from Connecticut.
No reservations, walked in like Bourdain.
It's not an even comparison by any means, but I can see myself on a parallel path to Woods' lyrics on Maps. During that Connecticut trip, my partner and I took our nephew on a walk on a paved pathway. His eyes lit up when I took a big stick and threw it about 25 yards into the woods, sending it crashing through thin tree branches and mostly embryonic leaves. The rest of the way home, he picked up small sticks for me to throw for his amusement. I found out the next day his parents are teaching him that we're not supposed to throw things. As the Crow Flies is the final track on Maps. Its closing verse finds Woods back home, watching his son grow and get older. He ends the song considering his mortality, which is natural when you're watching your offspring develop into who they will become.
I'm in the park with the baby on the swings when it hits me crazy. Anything at all could happen to him. He been climbing high and high on the jungle gym, running faster, sometimes pushing other kids. Tear-streaked apologies, bald fist. It's a trip that this is something we did. I kiss her on the lips. I watch him grow, wondering how long I got to live.
As I settle into my 40s, I feel comfortable with the idea of not having kids of my own, especially in the moments when I get to bond with my bright, funny, charismatic, an occasionally mischievous nephew. As I watch him laugh and play, as I put his shoes on in this big, creaky house we're temporarily sharing, as I lift him up and spin him around at a park in Amherst, Massachusetts, I can't help but be cognizant of the fact that one day he will be older and I'll no longer be around. It's funny how children make us more aware of how closer we are to the end than we are the beginning. Maps is a first-hand account of one man's journey through the world, which emphasizes the fact that we're all on individual travels. Some of them intersect, some of them don't. Some of them are just starting, and others are nearing their final destination.
Those flights from Japan will do it to you, man. Jet lag, can't quite grab the new me. Old self dozing in an aisle, seats Emirates where I left her. Daydreams treacherous, ephemeral. Brain exposed to elements, lift my skull top off delicate. Bone china, chafing dish, absent-minded, break time like bricks. Thoughts and cinder blocks, alarm clocks, break spells. Crashed out, search for my own black box in the hills. Scorched earth, scoured like cook pots, mangled wheels. Strewn debris. I was in a wristwatch, buzzed down, dancing in the peace. Private dances dance for me. King's ransoms, it ain't no rise, it's free. Half sleep with the halo, dead on my feet.
That was Martin Douglas talking about one of his favorite albums of the year, Maps by Billy Woods. You can check out a conversation we had on this podcast with Billy Woods earlier this year, talking about fatherhood and writing a children's book. We'll post a link in the show description. And that was Sound and Vision. Before you go, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those little things really go a long way in helping spread the word about this podcast for free. Or if you want to put your dollars behind what you like to hear, please consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show made by a publicly funded station, which is KEXP. You can do so by giving at kexp.org/sound. Thanks so much for listening.